We present Michael Williams as John Derley and William Chubb as William the Marshal in a new play by Peter Roberts, Holy Fool.
Marshal.
Oh, yes. What do you want?
I'm a poet.
Oh, yes.
Richet of Issoudun in the county of Berry. I've been commissioned to write a poem on the life of the Marshal.
Who by?
His son, William the Younger. He wants a fitting memorial to his father.
Well, London's back there. That's where they do poetry. Off you go.
I've been advised to talk to you, sir. Because you knew him better than any man.
Used to. I used to. And even then I didn't know him properly. I'll go back there and talk to the Archbishop and the little king and all that lot of court. They'll tell you what you need.
But I don't want to write the usual great man eulogy. I want to tell his true life story from start to finish.
You won't have enough ink. He was over 80.
I want to hear about his early years. When he was landless, making his living in tournaments in France. The Holy Land. The fight with Richard the Lionheart. All that. And you were there. Only you can tell me all the... Well, for example, they say he defeated and captured nearly 100 knights in combat. How did he do it? What was his method?
He knocked shit out of them.
But how, exactly?
He knocked shit out of them, exactly. You want to see what the Marshal looked like in his youth?
Yes.
There, the big English villain, the giant in that field, gangling cod-faced oath. You see him?
Yes.
That was the Marshal when I met him first.
Were there signs of his future greatness at that time?
Greatness? The man was a fool from start to finish. You want the truth? There it is. If you don't like it, go back to making up your verses. There's no poetry in this story.
The man is renowned, Sir John. The Earl of Pembroke, Marshal of England, friend of four kings, protector of the realm, famed throughout Christendom.
And an idiot.
Unless I hear the story, I can't judge that.
You'll see. Any living creatures glad to see the old man's back. Here, come in, poet, close the door. Husband! Husband!
Kaiser!
Jug of wine and mugs! Sit down.
You live alone, sir?
Yeah, now I do. Not much to speak about, is it? 60 years I served a man and I end up with this. Don't worry, he won't bite you. Pat him. Let him get to know you. Surprise. I'm only friendly. Quiet, boy. Shut up. I said, shut up. You made me spy. Done away with. Turds everywhere. No way to live.
This is all the land you have now.
How much does an old man need? 6 feet of soil is all.
When did you meet the Marshal first?
I don't remember. It was one tournament or another. Picardy, I think, or blah. One of those places. Midsummer. Perfect weather for fighting. Always was then. I travelled alone. Long, dusty tracks when I was in France for the first time.
asking at every village where the tourney was. And them telling me it was over the next hill or through the next woods. They never appeared. Thought I'd be riding forever.
How did you come to be in France?
If you want to hear my story, don't interrupt. I was looking for the marshal. My brother knew his family and had heard he was making a living in the tournaments over the channel. He had no squire, so I went over to offer my service.
William, son of Earl Patrick the Marshal.
Aye.
My name is John Daly, in the county of Berkshire, son of Henry.
William, whose champion will you be today?
No one, unless it be you, my lady.
Well, I have been recommended to you by my uncle and my brother of Vouchfor, by Father Jordan.
Where my favour in the many?
With joy and pride, my lady.
Bishop of Northampton, as squire and companion, I have experience
William.
In...
Rather than bring shame on this dear fabric, let me lie in my own blood.
Arms and care of mail and horse.
My true champion!
My lady!
What did you say?
I'm John Daly. I've been recommended to your service as a squire.
Oh. The enemy are in arms! Prepare, gentlemen!
Oh, that's all well and good, but...
I summon any knight who wishes to try his fortune against the champion of all Flanders to make himself known unto me.
Wait a minute. Pass me my helm, would you?
Don't worry about the straps.
Come forward, those who call themselves warriors.
They all say that.
Marshal!
Anyway, Giel, isn't it?
John.
I couldn't afford to pay you. I haven't got a sou and I'm landless. You should seek a richer lord.
Marshal!
Your favor brought me fortune, my lady. This noble captive I present to you.
Oh, William. Oh, he's worth many livres.
You gave me your heart. I give you my captive.
My lord, with respect, I think you've just given away several months of good living.
Well, there'd be plenty more where he came from.
Yes, but still with the greatest respect. What if you got knocked down and captured? You'd have nothing without your mail and horse.
Life's a gamble, isn't it? God's been kind to me so far.
Look, Shaq,
John, I won't deny I need a squire. I've been arming myself and borrowing grooms for months. But I can't pay you and you won't get wealthy with me.
Well, some days I live well. Others I sleep under a tree and drink ditch water.
Well, stay with me if you want. But I can't promise you anything better.
He never spoke true words. But there I was, surrounded by the banners and the tents and the adoring ladies. The smell of horses and trampled mud. I must have been drunk with it all. So I became his squire, for better or worse. Oh... We had marvelous morning.
I'd suggest you watch out for the Count of Artois.
Yeah?
He's got a thug called Philip Daguier, who rides just behind him. They're partners. They split the proceeds, but they'd be just as happy to kill a knight as ransom him.
Right.
And stay out of the melee and go for the fat knight from Blois. He doesn't know his arse from his elbow, if you'll excuse the expression.
Where did you say the Count of Artois and his friend were?
Just over there. Hmm.
I'm not going for him.
Good.
I'm going for the pair of them.
What?
Then I'll take the fat guts from Blois.
With the greatest respect.
Helmet. Quick. Thanks.
My Lord William!
Can't hear you!
John, that man is in on soft bed tonight.
You mad bastard. But we had some terrible nights.
Got any cash at all?
Sod all.
Oh.
Oh?
What's up?
You know what's up. The best morning's work you've done. Four knights captive, horses, armor, the lot all pledged. It was there, in our grasp by noon. Our bums would have been in butter for the winter. But no, not you. Some clever bastard proposes an afternoon's fun. All undefeated knights to take on the marshal for his winnings. You against 12.
I couldn't refuse the challenge.
Oh, yes, you could. But the clever sod read you right, didn't he? You couldn't restrain yourself.
But it was a superb valet.
Oh, yes. I nearly peed myself in admiration when you vanished under a pile of flailing bodies, all trying to chop a piece off you. I've been praying for that chance all year, and you handed it to him. Furthermore, you could have broken your neck.
Well, thanks for the concern.
And where would I have been then? Stuck in Picardy, shoeless.
Well, at least they let me keep my own mail and horse in the end.
Oh, that's very generous. Now we're back where we started.
Something will turn up.
What, my common sense into your skull?
Still a month to the end of the season. There's a tournament at Chantilly.
Yeah, but how are we going to get there, eh? On fresh air? Feeding the horses, feeding ourselves. You thought of that?
At least we can sing.
What?
A good song will cheer us up.
Are you mad?
Come on, you know this one. Carl on the king, our Emperor Charlemagne. Where are you going?
Anywhere.
For some long years has been abroad in Spain.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Who are you? I'm looking for William Marshall. I want to express my admiration.
I'll pass it on.
No, no, in person. You see, I'm Henry FitzHenry.
Oh, yes.
That's Henry, son of King Henry of England. Duke of Normandy, Count of Anjou, Duke of Aquitaine, etc. Heard of him? He's my father.
Oh, my lord, I
that's not necessary. Is Marshall around?
If you'd follow me, my lord.
Could someone put that mule out of its agony?
For dread of death, my lord will never fly.
William the Marshal?
A great honor to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir William, this is Henry.
Hello, Henry.
No, FitzHenry. Son of King Henry.
Son of our King Henry?
My lord. Oh, no. Get up, Marshal. It's I that should kneel to you. 12 knights onto you this afternoon. What a performance. You flattened 6 of them before you got concussed.
I didn't know you'd heard.
Oh, the whole of France and England sings your reputation. My friends and I have been following you for months. Marshal, I want you to join me and my lads. We're going around the tournaments, and I need you to teach me to fight the way you do.
Well, there's not a lot to learn.
Oh, nonsense. Well, even the students of Paris write poems about your backhand. Ride over to us tomorrow, and I'll guarantee you board and lodging. And for your servants,
Squire,
Jacques,
John,
for the rest of the season.
It's a very flattering offer, my lord.
Don't be flattered. Just join us. Oh, come, none of this solitary business for you anymore. You can mix with as fine a bunch of lads as you could meet in a long month's ride. A deal? Yes, William, yes.
A deal, my lord.
Oh, indeed. Splendid. Join us tomorrow. Au revoir, Marshal. The next King of England. Once we're in with him, we're in clover. Once he's crowned, we'll get lands, estates. By Christ! No more ditch water for us.
Is my backhand that good? Hmm? How exactly...
It's natural. Don't think about it. Just let it flow. There's only one thing about young Henry.
What?
I've heard he's a bit unstable.
He's a king's son. He's entitled.
That was surely a mighty step forward for the Marshal, joining with the young Prince Henry. He was renowned as the Lord of Chivalry, the Flower of Princes, wasn't he?
He was a bigger fool than William. Marshal taught him what he could about fighting, but Henry was hopeless, worse than his father. And that's saying something. In return, we lived quite well on the road. But he had to put up with Henry's moods. Christ, the moods. One day August, the next day black doom. It's in all, you know, the Angevin. Sons of the devil, you see. And dangerous with it.
Marshal. William, my friend.
Yes, my lord.
My lady.
Marshal.
I want you to perform a simple service for me.
Name it.
I want to be knighted by you. Who better than the noblest chevalier in Christendom to perform such a service?
My lord, the king's the man who should arrange your knighting.
Not anymore. He's on his last legs. And anyway, he'll want me to go back to England. A knighthood should be bestowed in the greenwood by a real hero with a battered sword and celebrated in a simple country chapel. And to hell with what people say.
Marshal, you would honor not just my husband, but this fair princess of France, too. Do it as a favor to me, if nothing else.
All right, I've made the point, madam. I don't need you.
My lady, if your husband had never requested this favor, your wish would move me to desire it.
My lord.
And that...
Marshal.
So that...
William.
What is it?
Your horse has pulled up lame outside.
Hell. Excuse me, my lord. Marshal. Madam.
You haven't been with the horses.
I know. I just wanted to give you some advice.
What now?
Just reconsider this knighting business.
Why? Why shouldn't I do my friend a favor?
Because his father is not on his last legs yet, and he'll be livid. It's his job to decide when and how his son gets knighted. There'll be a disinheriting in the offing, I'm telling you. The king has other sons.
He wouldn't.
He would. He's an Angevin, isn't he? They're all demented. And secondly, lay off the flattery with the prince's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. It's expected. It doesn't mean anything. It's the fashion.
Maybe it is down south, but not here. Not with her and not with him. You can see he doesn't like it.
You don't understand chivalry, do you? You should enjoy yourself more.
How can I, when I'm yoked to a dumb ox like you? Listen, it's not just him. He's got some leery types around him, and they're jealous of you. They've only got to start muttering adultery into his ear, and we'll be out on our arses. Permanently.
They're upright gentlemen. They wouldn't do that. Holy God.
So the Englishman says, Godfrey, do you like fat, sweaty women? And Godfrey says, no. And the Englishman says, Godfrey, do you like women with no teeth who think of garlic? And Godfrey says, no. And the Englishman says, Godfrey, then why are you screwing my wife?
That's quite good, that. Clever, Ralph.
And then there was a priest from Poitou, and he met the wife of a merchant going to market one day. And
no more adultery jokes.
But he doesn't know any others, my lord. I'd have thought you knew a few, Marshal.
No, not me. I can't imagine where you get them from, Ralph.
I get them by keeping my eyes open around here. That's where I get them.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No.
The man who takes advantage of his lord's hospitality to put horns on him.
I know that one.
The fox that got into the hen house while the farmer wasn't looking.
Nor that one.
The cuckoo in the nest. The hunter that shot the fair doe behind the stag's back.
Wait a minute.
Oh, at last.
The woodman who chopped the fairest tree in the grove while the forester slept.
Are you accusing me of what I think you're accusing me of?
Princess Margaret of France. My spotless wife.
Spotless she is. And so may she remain.
You say so, do you? Of course I do.
Who says I don't?
Can you prove your innocence?
Innocence of what?
You know. Proof of your innocence, Marshal! Or never look me in the face again!
Here's my proof.
Oh, no.
I'll prove on the body of any man before God that I'm innocent of any misdemeanor, as is the lady. I'll take you on, one at a time, or all at once, before any priest you can name, appointed by whichever of the two true popes you choose.
Marshal, what is it? No one's going to risk fighting you over it. They know you'll spread them all over the field, guilty or innocent. Just ask for Lady Margaret to come forward and swear on the Gospels. Nothing has occurred between you. It's as simple as that.
No, I couldn't do that, John. It wouldn't be right.
Oh, so you did?
No, I didn't. You've got a dirty mind. I swear before God I'm innocent. But I'll not drag the lady into it to save my reputation. I'd rather die. John. Pack your things. We'll go.
Yes! Do that! Disappear!
Good riddance.
Don't come back. Soon. One day the truth will out and you'll regret this.
We won't hold our breath. No.
Ah, that's that.
the insolence.
Accusing me and smearing his own wife's name. I gave him knighthood.
Back to the ditches. The clever sods knew you wouldn't ask the lady to swear innocent.
What do they take me for?
A holy fool, William. You've just destroyed our future. Where now?
A pilgrimage. Turn our thoughts to God.
Why? He hasn't turned his thoughts to us.
Don't blaspheme. Let's ride to Aix and visit the tomb of Charlemagne. It'll bring us fortune and strengthen our virtue.
Will it? Any tournaments on the way?
Don't know. Maybe. But the pilgrim hostels will feed us anyway.
Yeah, stale loaves and bad fish.
At least we can still see.
Oh, God. Where is that?
Charlemagne, the king, our Emperor Charlemagne, who 7 years long has been abroad in Spain.
Amen.
The honors of addressing William the Marshal?
No great honor, brother. We're no more than poor pilgrims at Charlemagne's tomb.
Would that all knights were as devout and spoke as modestly.
He's got a lot to be modest about.
Oh, surely not. His deeds in the tournament are the talk of all France. I shall tell my novices that I saw the great man himself and his servants.
Squire.
Dressed in rags, on their knees, before our altar.
Rich or poor, we must all seek the favour of God.
Having lost the favour of man.
Ah, oh, the favour of man. Indeed. Fickle it is, and not to be relied upon. As changeable as fortune. God be praised that you escaped the mighty fall.
What mighty fall?
Of Henry the Young. Weren't you part of his circle at one time?
We were reckoning, sir.
What for is this?
We've had news from our brethren in the north. They say the young Henry's lost his senses, sir. He's turned to rebellion against his father and brothers, stirring up Poitou, the Saintonge, the Limousin.
Really?
And the Angoumois. He's robbed the Abbey of Saint-Marchal at Limoges to pay his troops. And even plundered the holy shrine of Our Lady at Rocamadour.
Holy God.
And to think that we sat at his table. I fear he will be disinherited soon. I would say God has mercifully preserved you from association with him.
I would agree.
When you've completed your prayers, Sir William, do come to the chapter house. Enjoy some of our wine. Oh, and bring your servant.
Well, thank you. But now we have much to pray for.
I understand.
I would never have believed it of him. To plunder Our Lady's shrine at Rock.
Appalling behavior.
Yes, we got out just in time.
John, we must go.
We must. Find his father, the king, and join a crusade against the shrine plunderers. We'll shatter a few helms and earn some credit with the old man. Couldn't be better.
No, our place is with young Henry.
What?
Perhaps I can persuade him to change his ways.
Are you mad? He's stuck his own bit and you want to jump into it.
I knighted him. It makes us sword brethren.
Oh, come on. All that sword brother stuff died out years ago.
More's the pity.
Is one sword brother obliged to be dragged down by the other one? Is he? I ask you. Is he?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Where's Henry, son of King Henry Fitz-Empress?
Lodged in the house of Stephen the Smith. But if you want to see him, you'd better be quick.
Why, is he leaving?
In a way.
William Marshall? God be praised. We never thought to see you again.
You were less glad to see me last time, Ralph.
None of that matters now. He's dying, William.
Dying?
We heard a summer fever.
Right, death, all right. God surely sent you to us. He's been asking for you. He wants to be reconciled.
Aye. In a little room over a smithy lay young Henry, the king of the courteous and emperor of the valiants, as they called him, dying. In penance for his shrine robbing, he got one of his men to bring up ashes from the forge below, spread them on the floor, and had himself laid on top of them. Impressive, but a bit uncomfortable.
Marshal, my friend. My lord,
Hardly the tournament field. Hardly bedecked with garlands and glory.
No.
Oh, I've done evil. I've been a traitor to my father. I've turned monks out of their churches to steal their treasure. And I've wronged you, my friend.
Don't think of it.
No, I can't help it. I knew you were innocent all along, you see. You'd never touch a friend's wife. That's why I hated you. I hated your strength. The fact that you won the prize in every tournament you entered. I hated that backhanded stroke of yours I could never master. I hated your bloody integrity more than anything. You see, the devil detests you. Don't look at me. Your honest face condemns me even now.
How long has he been like this?
3 days.
Does his father know about it?
Well, he's been told, but he won't come down from Limoges. He fears treachery.
I'm not surprised. Personally, I'd fear dying of embarrassment.
As soon as he... Well, it's all over. We're all riding up to see him. Do homage, make amends, all that. Well, we've got a chance. If you've got any sense, you'll join us.
I would myself, but I'm stuck with a marshal.
Marshal could do himself a power of good if he came to the king with us. He wasn't even in the rebellion, but he came back to be by his son's side. Now, that's got to be worth a few estates at least. He's landless, isn't he?
Absolutely right, he's landless.
Well, I can't lose them, can he?
You'd be surprised.
Ralph! Bring the cloak!
I've got to get some sort of cloak for him. Just wait a minute.
Wrap it around me. Let me pray. Forgive me, my sins. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Now, unwrap it. I pass it on to you, Marshal.
I shall do as you wish, my prince. I swear it.
Can't be praised.
You're hungry?
Quite peckish.
Is that some pie? Have a slice.
Oh, thank you.
What's up?
Might the dogs have been at it?
There's no teeth marks in it, are there?
Yes.
Oh, you're all right. That'll be the cook's wife.
Oh, how do you know?
She's the only one of us with any teeth. He's quite clean. Where was I?
Young Henry was dying.
Indeed. So he died, the young man, in the late afternoon of a hot summer's day. All his followers had deserted him, of course. Except for us, the priest. We took him up to Grandmont, where they burned his eyes, brains, and entrails. Filled the body with salts and spices. Sewed it up with hides and took it to Le Mans. Have another slice.
No, thank you.
There was nearly a war when the citizens of Rouen heard. They wanted a corpse for themselves. Funny, really. He was more popular dead than alive. Even old King Henry remembered how much he loved his son. Went into deep mourning.
Now that's done. Can we follow the rest of them and join the king?
What for?
Trade in a bit of your virtue for a few acres we can fall back on when winter rolls in. We can't live forever going from tournament to tournament. You're getting on, don't forget.
Well, we can't sink the king yet.
Why not?
It's that quote young Henry gave me. I promised him I'd place it on an altar.
Well, there's a church in the village here.
A bit further afield than that.
Oh, really? Where? Cito, Canterbury, Apes, Rouen?
Well...
Oh, not Rome, for God's sake. Not crossing the Alps.
Oh, not Rome.
Oh, thank God.
The altar of the Holy Sepulchre.
What?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem?
But everybody wants to go to Jerusalem, John.
For the love of Christ.
Exactly.
And so you made your way to the holy city.
Aye. A month in a Genoese carrack, puking ourselves dry. And then Acre, the arsehole of Christendom, and Jerusalem.
But glorious to see the holy places when we still held them. To be able to walk in those streets as a free warrior.
You should be glad the place fell to the Saracens, boy. You don't know what it was like having the Holy Land off on the horizon all the time. Like a part of your conscience you could never keep quiet. You could be the bravest, most accomplished warrior in England or France. And all the time, nagging at the back of your mind would be the thought, but I haven't done the Jerusalem trip. And if you didn't say it to yourself, there were plenty of priests ready to say it for you. Not that they'd ever mention there.
But the marshal surely gloried in the place.
No. It should have suited him. The Chevalier de Smug. But it didn't, in fact.
It's a great honor to have you with us, Marshal. Up there, gentlemen, are the hills of Galilee. And beyond them, Tiberias on the lake.
Where... Knights! Look below! Saracens!
No, actually, they're...
For Christ and the Sepulchre!
Could you catch him up, Jack?
John, why?
We're at peace with them.
It's the son, you see. He's
apologies, gentlemen. He's a newcomer.
Sorry.
A newcomer, understand?
He's a crazy man. You should chain him up.
No harm done, eh?
How will I get the McCullens back?
Come on, William.
They're infidels, aren't they?
Yes, but you don't understand. We're at peace. We have a treaty with them.
Yeah. You can't make peace with God's enemies, man. It is sacrilege.
Well, I see your point, but out here we look at things differently.
On the other hand, I had a wonderful time.
So, John Daly. Do you like our country?
Rather monotonous, but there are other attractions, my lady.
Have you noticed how cold the nights become, although the days are so...
How could I fail to shiver?
We need warmth, you know. Especially when one's husband is away on Castleguard and the Harmsin blows.
Sometimes it's good to be a squire and not required upon the ramparts.
Do you like cats, John?
Cats, my lady?
I've got an Egyptian tabby, and when I tickle her, here, she drools. Funny, isn't it? Loud, isn't he?
Yes, he's loud. When he can't fight, he sings.
Which causes the greater damage? Tell me, John. Do you ever leave his shadow?
I'm his squire. I'm obligated.
And have you never wanted to be a knight for yourself?
Me, lady? Oh, I'm from a poor family. I've no land.
Would you like some? My husband is very much older than I am, and the doctors say he can't last another summer. We've a castle and 15 villages up towards Nablus. How would you like to be lord of those one day?
My lady?
Knighthood goes with land, and land goes with me. All I want in return is, well, like the cat, a little company, a saucer of milk, and a scratch from time to time. Think about it.
Fit as a butcher's dog, she was. Sized like nutcrackers.
But she was a married woman. Surely there, in the holy city, that couldn't happen.
Don't you believe it? They were all at it, boy. Except for the Templars and Hospitallers. They were virtuous enough. Apart from the greed, of course, and the pride... and the malice. Yeah, I had a good time there.
Did you marry?
Up, John! Up, up! Marshall. We're going home. Back to green meadows and soft rain, man.
What for?
Well, it's boring here. There's no fighting, no tournaments. We're rotting away. I've dedicated young Henry's cloak and left it on the altar. We've done what we came for. I've sent to get the horses saddled. Can you check my armour's pack?
Just a moment, just a moment. Martha!
What's this we're going home? We're bored. We've done what we came for.
Eh?
Have you ever thought about what I might want to do? Or am I just part of your chattels, like a shield on your pack horse? What if I want to stay?
You want to
stay? Yes. And I've got every right to. I've sworn no kind of homage to you, have I? I can do what I like. I owe you nothing. You've given me no lands, no property, no responsibility, not even the chance of knighthood.
I didn't realize you wanted knights.
No, you wouldn't, would you? But anyway, what's the point of making young John a knight? He's too poor to keep up a horse or arms. And why is he? Because he's the squire to William Marshall, the most famous warrior in Christendom, who just happens not to own a tussock of grass to wave his backside with.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I've had an offer, actually, of land and knighthood with it, through Adele of Nuffmarsh.
But she's a married woman.
Not for much longer. Her husband's likely to drop off the perch at any time.
But she's still married, John.
Well, I'm sorry, but virtue doesn't come so easy to most of us.
Unless virtue is difficult, it's not virtue.
You know, don't get clever with me. It doesn't suit you.
All right. All right, John. Of course you can stay. But I want you to promise me one thing.
What?
No dalliance with a lady before her husband dies.
Now, listen.
You could hardly have the honor of knighthood on top of the sins of the flesh, could you?
Why not? Hundreds do. What's so special about knighthood anyway these days?
Haven't you been with me long enough to realize?
When does all your virtue get you then? Tell me that.
It's your decision, of course.
She holds 15 villages of her own right near Nablus. It's no corn to Haifa and Damascus. They make wine.
I thought he'd have been lost without me. He was hopeless in practical matters. It was a hard decision at the time, though. It tore me apart.
So you lost your chance of land and knighthood?
Not really. Just after we left, the truce broke down and the entire country collapsed. Saracens took the lot. I had a lucky escape, really. When we got back to France, the days of tournaments were gone. There was war brewing. You could taste it like iron in water. Everyone was in one camp or the other, all looking for excuses to get away from the storm. On the one side, Philip, the new king of France, tricky as a Roman lawyer and twice as dangerous. On the other, our king, the foxy old Henry Fitz Empress. We rode to Chinon to the king's court. Marshall had done himself a power of good, riding to the Holy Land with Fitz Empress son's cloak, and the old man welcomed him.
It's good to meet you at last, William Marshall. Truly we are happy to see you safely returned.
My lord king, right glad we are to find you in good health.
Oh, not such good health, I fear. Nevertheless, I'll outlast that French whelp and all his pack.
Our luck's turned at last.
What?
We got back just in time. He's not a well man, and he's obviously impressed with you. Now, you've only got to show Count Richard that you can knock over a few Frenchmen in combat, and we're made men at last.
Let's find the Count.
There's no rush. We can
start.
But
this is the Marshal, is it?
Count Richard Lionheart. Or Oc Aenon, as we called him. His yes meant yes, and his no meant no. The very sight of him appearing behind us chilled me. Huge man. Long legs, strength of a mountain bear. Scarred and sunburned from constant fighting in Aquitaine. He and Marshall were well matched in size, and When I saw the way they looked at each other, I could feel the tide of our fortune draining away by the second.
The scourge of the tournaments. Well, gets all enough.
It does help.
Yes. You would crack a few helms bringing a sword down from that height. Use an axe.
Spear and sword.
We use axes in Akrasane. But they're not a tournament weapon, you see. They actually kill people. Do any fighting in Palestine?
None.
Now in France, there's nothing but fighting these days. Real fighting. Not the type where the ladies give you favors at dawn and they award a prize in the evening. Marshal, I've got a proposition for us. To while away this tedious camp life, let's meet man to man in front of the army. A little skirmish. Swords and mail only. Seems a pity to waste our strength. Some of us have got it to spare, man. Are you game?
Richard, come to Poitou, come to La Perche, and Lord of Aquitaine, by grace of his father, Henry. William Marshall.
William, if you've never listened to me before, listen now. That man over there is not some cocky Provençal upstart. He's the next king of England. And by the look of his father, it won't be long delayed either.
What's your point?
Oh, don't knock him down. Don't humiliate him in front of the army, for God's sake.
Well, he's not been anointed yet. So it's sacrilege to flatten him.
It'll be sacrilege for our future friend. Get on his wrong side and we'll end up begging for crusts on the banks of the Thames.
What am I supposed to do? Submit?
It's not too late to pull a muscle in your back.
Gentlemen!
Marshal, listen to me.
For the strut sight!
Advance to the centaur and show yourself!
Right.
Well, Marshal, now we shall see.
I didn't come to talk, Lord Chancellor.
Richard, the bastard, wasn't playing. He swung straight at Marshall's throat. He could have killed him there and then. That's a bloody awful trick. The man dies of a crushed windpipe. But Marshall parried the cut, smashed Richard on the side of the neck, and tried to chop him across the back of the knees to bring him down. Richard twisted and hit Marshall across the head a blow that would have killed the mule. I suddenly thought, Marshall's going to lose this. And Richard, without a shadow of a doubt, was going to kill him. He swung round and round, and you could see nothing but the swords flailing, dealing twirling blows. The crowd wasn't merry or bloodthirsty anymore. They were silent in horror.
Stop it! Stop it! Harold! They'll kill each other! Order this to stop now!
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Forbear and retire!
You rob me of my triumph, King!
As you rob me of everything else in my life! My father has saved your neck, Marshal!
You should get on your knees and pray to God we never meet again like this!
Because I swear I'll have your blood on my head if we do.
What do you know of blood, your lady's champion? One day we shall see.
Marshall wouldn't let me disarm him. He went off to his tent alone. And his face was terrible. Terrible.
William? Were you damaged?
No.
It looked, fierce.
It was nothing special. Have you no faith in me? Listen. I remembered what you told me. I was easy with him. I let him look impressive. I was trying to preserve our futures.
It should have been finished off somehow. There'll be bad blood between you now. Something else. You know, the atmosphere in this camp stinks.
Nothing unusual? The lazy sods never dig the latrine trenches far enough away.
Yeah, not that. We're supposed to be ready to do battle with the French. And I can't see any will to fight here. Everyone's watching his neighbour, seeing which way he jumps. Something's brewing in the air. I don't know what it is.
I dare say you'll sniff it out if it's there. Not that there's much we can do about it.
You're a lucky man, you know.
Me? Why?
You don't really pick anything up, do you? As long as you can be set on your horse, helm down, enemy in sight, the world's fine. You're happy. Life's simple, isn't it?
What's got into you?
Nothing. Here. Some salve I got from a leech in the camp. There's no point in turning away from me. I know your face is swollen. Use it.
You. John Dallet. You're Marshall's man, aren't you?
His squire.
Here. I want you to take a message to him from me. Tell him Count Richard regrets we didn't finish our business today. And I'll be glad to oblige him further, away from any interfering eyes. Tell him I'll wait for him after dusk tomorrow on the right bank of the river where four willows trail in the water. He can bring one man, you, and no one else is to know of it, understand? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't turn up, I'll noise it abroad that he's a coward.
He's a relentless man. He intends your death.
Unless I kill him first.
In which case, you'll swing for it in front of the army.
Well, we could always go wolf's head.
Permanent outlaws. A magnificent outcome.
But outlaws with clear consciences and honour intact.
Makes a difference, does it, when you're starving? Give me your sword. Blunt as hell. You can't just knock this man down. You'll need to cut him open. I'm going to hone this like a butcher's blade.
Why not pray for a serene outcome?
No, I'll leave that to you.
Here we are. The four willows.
You can't be serious. We can't fight here. We need level ground.
It could be a trap.
Marshal!
Huh?
You're punctual.
We need better ground than this.
By Christ. There's an edge on your blade. You mean business, sir?
Before we start...
Why should two mighty warriors damage each other for a worthless squabble, eh? I acknowledge your prowess. Yet you do the same for me.
Oh. You fight well enough.
Shake hands on that, then. Marshal, you're a man known for your integrity. I want to set before you a... situation. Is a man's eldest son entitled to a share of his possessions?
Why ask me? That's a lawyer's
question. I'm not interested in lawyers. I want the words of a gentleman whose views everyone respects. Tell me now.
The father is entitled to bestow his land as he wishes. Otherwise he would be powerless in the grip of his eldest child, who might be a reprobate, a liar, a thief.
But what if the eldest son is none of those things, but faithful and loyal to his father's possessions, who has kept Poitou and Aquitaine at peace these 10 years?
You mustn't ask me to comment on what goes on between you and your father.
Why not? Everyone else does. You knew my elder brother Henry better than most.
God rest his soul.
Aye. But with respect, Sir Marshal, while he was with you, capering around tournaments for the benefit of the ladies, what was I doing? I was battling rebels in Aquitaine, besieging Angoulême and Limoges and Périgueux and 600 other rebellious castles. But the old man denies me and avoids me unless he needs my help against the French. And why, Marshal? Why?
I can't guess.
You know my younger brother, John, Lord of Ireland? A plain fool, less than an idiot. It's him my father wants to bestow his lands on, not me.
It's his right to do so.
But in natural justice, I ask you.
Well, in one way I see your view. But your father has two unbeatable points.
Oh?
One, he's the king. Two, he's your father.
And that's it?
Yes, it has to be. It's up to him what he does. It'll be the same for you when you have children.
But I'll never have children, Marshal, because the old man refuses to allow me to marry. I'm going to defy him.
Don't even say
it. And I want you to be with me when I do.
Me? Why?
Because everyone respects you and your integrity, that's why. If the marshal follows me, knights will think twice before condemning me, regardless of what the lawyers say.
You're asking me to defy the Lord's Anointed?
The Lord's Anointed?
The man who killed Thomas Becket as surely as if he'd struck the blow himself?
The king was purged of that deed.
Oh, really? You said he was the king and my father. Soon he'll be neither. The mark of the grave is on his forehead. We all see it.
May God forgive you.
I'm speaking common sense, Marshal. Let's face facts. And when God delay the hour, but when he's laid to rest, and I rise in my full splendor, it'll go well with those who support me now, especially as right is on my side.
That won't sway me one way or the other.
I know you for a smug man who refuses to accept natural justice and common sense. Those are bad failings for a landless knight whose sword arm is weakening with the years.
Are you finished?
I can say no more. Think again about which way you choose when the time comes. Good night, Sir Marshal.
I don't suppose there's any point in me saying...
None whatsoever.
No, I thought not.
The storm wasn't long in breaking. Henry and Philip arranged a truce, and they met at a village somewhere near Mortagne in Normandy. There were three of them. King Henry, Richard by his side, and King Philip, in a big ring of lords and courtiers, discussing a lasting peace so they could all go on crusade. Then Richard, who was getting more and more restless, suddenly turned on his father.
In the presence of all these assembled, the armies, the knights and lords, and the King of France, I ask you now, my father, to recognize me, your eldest son, as your true heir.
This is too sudden a demand, in too public a place. What are you trying to do to me?
Get a straight answer for once. Am I your true heir? Now, at last, I believe what seemed unbelievable. To you, Philip of France, I do homage for Normandy and Poitou and Anjou and Toulouse, and I defy my father, known as Henry FitzEmpress.
I accept this homage and grant to Richard my faithful subjects, Châteauroux, Issoudun, and all the castles and lands of Berry.
You traitor to your kin!
God forbid, who's the traitor? There's war between us now.
Well, now, it's the best way, Marshal.
Who am I to decide for you? Use your own cousinages.
These people suffocate me. Fighted by me.
It's true, Richard's been badly treated, but to deal with his own father in public like that.
Yet Philip is the overlord of all France anyway, so he's technically done nothing wrong.
Oh, don't babble law at me, John. What do we do now? That's the point. Where do we go?
We ride into the hills out of it all. Let them fight their wars. We have nothing to do with them.
Marshal!
Those must have been evil days, when one king fought another. And the father, his son?
We weren't touched by it at first. We rode in the hills, while rumours of the war seeped up from the river valleys. And from time to time, we'd see a smudge of smoke where some village had been put to the torch. Things went from bad to worse for the old king. Most of his barons and knights went over to Richard and Philip's side. And there were stories, of course.
Stories?
That Henry was paying the price for his crimes. And one in particular.
The murder of Becket.
Just so. Now, poet, tell me. Who'd fight a lost cause for a dying man?
Enough's enough. Enough of what? Skulking in the hills. The king's in desperate straits. We can't stay up here and let it happen.
Now, which king is this? Philip, everyone's legal overlord. Or Richard, next king of England, who'll be ours very soon, remember?
You know which king. The one we owe fealty to. Who restored peace to England. The king our fathers followed.
Yeah, much good it did my father. We owe the man nothing. We've got no land, remember?
If loyalty means anything, it's not just a matter of land.
Oh, no, don't start the homilies again. There's no need for us to get involved.
Matter of honor, John.
Look, go down there and fight for old Henry and you're finished. He'll lose anyway. He'll die. And you'll be left in the cold permanently. And what are you going to do then? Because you won't be able to fight for a living. Richard was right. Your arm's weakening. You're not so quick on your feet. In a few years, you'll be knocked brainless, or you'll end up a toothless old fart begging outside a castle gate. Stay up here, Azabit. Richard will respect you for it when he takes the throne.
Is this all the harness here?
God, are you listening? Do you ever?
Come on, Jack.
Nah, you go. Clear off. Get yourself killed or exiled. I've had enough. I'll attach myself to some other lord, or keep goats. At least I'll have some intelligent conversation.
George!
Go!
I told you. A plain fool. But I caught up with him 2 days later in Le Mans with the king's army. Army, I say. That was a joke.
John, at last! Lend a hand. We're burning these houses down to drive the French away.
What good will that do?
Fire and smoke in their faces.
It'll be no use. They'll be back when the fire dies down.
I know. The men don't. Either keep abuse yourself or ride back into the wilderness.
Where's the king?
Yonder sits King Henry Fitz-Empress, secure in the rightness of his cause, urging us on to greater deeds.
All right. I'll never do it.
Another recruit, William? Aye. My loyal squire, John Derlay, Majesty.
Ah, good man. You shan't go unrewarded.
Oh, yes, I shall.
Of course, the wind changed and blew the fire into our teeth. And it burned the whole of Le Mans to the ground. The king's favorite city. Christ, you should have seen his run. Yeah, poor Henry. He torched his city with his own hand. Wind and fire had turned against him. All that remained for him was earth. We sat on our horses and watched the town splutter and flare, street by street.
Oh, God! Since you have so wisely taken away the city I most loved on earth, in order to heap confusion on me and increase my shame, I will take from you what you love best in me.
What's he on about?
I don't know.
Oh, God!
It's a cursed son that brings his father to that.
Oh, he brought it on himself.
You're a hard man, John.
Life is hard.
Oh, Bob!
Where are we supposed to be riding now?
North to Normandy. We'll be able to collect a big army there and return to take all this back.
He's not going to last as far as Normandy. He'll be lucky to see the gates of Alençon again. Look at him. And who's going to follow a dying man?
Shut up and ride! Here. Some wine from the king's store. I'm glad you rejoined the army.
What else was I going to do? I'm stuck with you for better or worse. I don't know what the king's playing at. What's wrong with passing his lands over to Richard anyway? He's a good warrior and straighter than most of the family.
It's the king's business.
Of course, you know what's at the root of all this. He wants Prince John to inherit. Now, that's kingly judgment for you. Prince John. In an aristocracy of horse turds, he'd be an emperor.
He's the king?
Don't tell me the king's favorite little son. God preserve us from paternity. Our future's being wrecked all because of some guilty old...
Hey! Does being landless worry you that much?
Well, doesn't it worry you? I don't want to live like my father. Retinability existing on relatives' charity. And no, don't tell me about us doing the right thing.
I was going to say that the king... He's promised me an heiress.
Oh, really? Who is it? Queen of the fairies?
Well, it's a... it's Isabel of Chepstow. Who? Pembroke's daughter, Isabel.
The Earl of Pembroke's only child, eh? Very good. Now, let's see.
that'll transform you from a 40-year-old has-been without a pot to piddle in to one of the greatest landowners in Christendom. You'll have, about a third of Ireland, a quarter of Wales, sizable chunks of England, and several castles in Normandy. If the king's that delirious, he shouldn't be riding. And if you believe him, you ought to be chained up.
I think he meant it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Silly old fart. He can't even command 20 knights, let alone the affairs of his realm.
I thought it might cheer you up.
Oh, yeah. Very amusing. Oh, but as funny as this wine tastes like mule's piss.
That's what it is, actually.
What?
Bad days, riding with Fitzempress to his doom. Scorching weather, too. As if God wanted to shrivel the old Becket Slayer in his own sins. The rivers dried in their beds, and even the Loire was just a sluggish green sink you could canter across on a pony. The only relief was in woodland, where the sun was broken into dapples. But the pollen rose around us like the dust of the open road, caught in our throats. At night, there was lightning, pink and blue sheets, and distant thunder. But no rain.
Wake up, John.
Mm.
Rear guard duty, it's our turn.
Well, why bother?
Come on, man, the sun's nearly up.
There were three of us. Some rear guard. We waited on a hill crest just off the road, where there was a southern view, half concealed in tree shade. It was quiet. The French were miles behind, or so we thought. And then we saw dust and a group of knights riding towards us.
Well, well. Who's that at the front?
By God. It's Richard himself.
Aye. It was the Count, Richard Ocquenon. Couldn't mistake him, dwarfing the other knights. He looked magnificent, on a huge charger, strong, confident and certain of victory. He was a fighting machine without match.
So, he leads the advance, does he? Look at him, riding along as if he owns the road.
He will do soon. Marshal, this is our chance. Ride out now and make your peace with him. You've done enough for the old man to save your honor, and now you can save your career. Two paladins meet in the field and swear friendship.
And let that sneering oaf ride his father to his death?
But he's a big sneering oaf, isn't he? And he's going to be the sneering king soon, isn't he?
There won't be a moment. Return!
Who dares to block my path? Marshal!
Well done. And now, don't we have business to settle?
Aye. What's better time? Come on, then! Oh!
I didn't say it then. But it was the best charge he'd ever made. Hardly any run-up. Just a touch of the spur, and he was like a crossbow bolt. He dropped his lance at the last moment, just when Richard must have seen the point entering his throat, and killed the horse cleanly instead. I was a fool to doubt him. Richard couldn't have touched him as a warrior. It's just a pity he destroyed our futures in those few seconds. We were finished. And meanwhile, so was the king.
Marshal, we must go south.
No, my lord. We go north. To Normandy, surely. To your strong castles and eager warriors.
South to Anjou. Home. I want to go home to die.
But the French hold all the roads, my lord. We'd be playing into their hands if we turned back.
Marshal, you don't know the pain I'm in. Only the sweet nuns of Fontevraud can help me now. Let those who will go up into Normandy. But, William, you'll stay with me, won't you?
Aye, my lord.
So we went back again, on the whim of this dying man.
dodging the French patrols and going all the south. Futile.
Marshal, sweet, gentle sir.
In the end, he could travel no further.
Agony has seized my feet and my legs, and now my whole body. It's reached my heart, Marshal.
John, write to Bellon. There's a house of the Knights Templars there. Tell them to prepare to receive the king. And John, contact the French. We can't go on like this. We need a truce.
But there was no truce to be had from Richard or the French. They wouldn't settle for anything less than complete surrender. So they met in a field near Azay. Henry was almost too far gone to stand. The marshal had to hold him upright.
And that you, Henry, do swear liege homage to King Philip for all your lands this side of the sea. And that you pledge also that all the lands you hold in Ireland, Wales, England and France shall pass on your death to your eldest son, Count Richard. And that to reimburse the King of France for this costly and unnecessary warfare, you pay him the sum of 20,000 marks.
Cheeky bastards.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Then you must give your son the kiss of peace.
I'll give him the kiss of death.
No, Lord. Make peace. It's time.
My father. May God grant that I live long enough to have a fitting revenge on you.
We took him back to Chinon and put him to bed. He turned his face to the wall and died. We had to prepare him for burial and take him over to Fontevraud. It was pathetic. We had to make a crown out of tinsel and a scepter out of the branch of a tree. Everyone else had deserted him. We put his body over a pony. Beggars came clustering for the usual handouts, and we hadn't got a sou to give them. Highly embarrassing. In 2 months, he'd gone from being the greatest monarch in Europe to this bundle of bones slung over a pony, attended by a couple of loyal fools. We laid him on the altar in the church at Fontevraud, and the nuns spread sweet-smelling herbs all around him. They needed to. Scorching weather. He'd have gone off in no time.
So now we've done our duty. Time to go.
Where to?
Anywhere but here. Richard will be riding up soon to gloat over the corpse. Our best course is to make ourselves scarce and hope he forgets you.
I wouldn't run from him.
It's not running, it's discretion.
Where is he? Sister?
Amen.
Marshal.
Completed your devotions, have you?
The other day you tried to kill me. That would have been an evil morning's work. Lucky I turned your lance aside with my arm.
A thought, Count. It would have been as easy to kill you as your horse.
Perhaps. But you were lucky to catch me by surprise on a blown mount.
You and I know the truth of it.
You're a hard man to like, Marshal.
We're not in the world to be popular.
Just poor but honest, eh? You and your homilies.
I never gave a homily in my life.
Everything you do is a homily. It's about time you learned the saying we've got in Aquitaine. A paragon of virtue is a pain in the arse.
Now, what are you two to live there, then?
Excuse me, gentlemen. Is this likely to go on much longer?
I'm fed up of bandying words, Marshal. I've got too much to do. On your knees, then.
What for?
To swear homage. Come on, you know the procedure.
Homage to you?
Of course to me. You object? You prefer to go into righteous exile? Or sit on a pillar in the desert contemplating your droppings?
I don't understand. This is a joke, is it?
No.
If you want me to swear my life, I deserve an explanation first.
All right, then. I don't need your sword arm, Marshal, much as you flatter yourself about it. I've got 1,000 knights, most of them younger and fitter than both of us. But you, you're unique. You've proved you're loyal to the point of imbecility. It's a rare quality these days. I need somebody like you.
On crusade?
Oh, my God.
No. Behind my back, in England.
Oh, Deo gratias.
Keeping an eye on things for me. Even people with clear consciences, if there's any left, feel guilty when you're around. If I put you among my chief barons, there'll be some sleepless nights. They won't be able to bribe you, and you certainly won't scare easily. What did the old man promise you?
Some land.
A lot of land. Strongbow's inheritance, I hear.
He did, but...
Kneel, then. And in return for your homage and all that bleeding integrity, I promise you the heiress of Chepstow, Isabel of Strigiel, and her father's lands. You're not too proud, are you?
No.
And Marshal.
Lord Count.
I forgive you for taking advantage of an unarmed man on the road.
Now listen, Neil! King of England.
I've forgotten how green it was. Listen.
What?
I know you're honest. When you meet the lady, don't show your feelings.
What are you talking about?
You can have wealth and beauty in one woman in poetry, but never in life. In this case, you've got wealth. So it's going to follow she'll be a horse's backside. So you'll have to lie like a Brabanson mercenary. Tell her she's gorgeous. And listen.
What?
If on the off chance you are impressed, don't sing for her.
Huh?
You'll ruin everything. If you want a willing bride and a happy future, keep your jaws clenched. Smile, bow, be gracious. Leave the business affairs to me. Remember, she's 20 years younger than you. If you start gabbling on about all the great melees you were part of, she'll see you for the old fart you are. That'll kill it off from the start.
John?
Hmm?
If it does work out, it's goodbye to the old life.
Thank God. Won't be before time. We need security in our old age. You can't pretend to be 25 forever.
Remember, no stories and no singing. Oh, I wish you'd had your hair cut. You look like a Greek pimp. Right, here we go.
William Marshall. Welcome, my lord.
My lady.
And this will be your servant?
Squire.
Bernard.
John. My lady, the marshal wishes...
You must have ridden long and far. A drink, my lord?
I'd be delighted. My lady...
My lord marshal, I have heard much of your exploits. And now I meet you in person, I see none of them can have been exaggerated. When you have drunk, will you not entertain us with a song?
My lady Isabel...
Bernard, perhaps you would like to look over your sleeping quarters.
It's John, my lady, and the marshal himself...
Go and check the horses, John.
We both...
John...
Very well.
My lady, the song that has long been closest to my heart, I shall sing for you now.
Oh, my God.
Call on the king, our Empress Charlemagne.
My lord, but that's wonderful. Where did you learn?
Huh? The sun will be up soon. If you want to rest before you ride, go up to the solar.
But...
You won't be disturbed.
But what happened at the meeting with Isabel?
You're a poet. Use your imagination. They got married.
And then?
You know the rest. Happy marriage. Loyal children. It became the richest landowner in the realm. Served King Richard, and then that lunatic John. Became protector of the kingdom. Defeated the French invasion. It's all public knowledge. They'll tell you all the details when you get to London. If you set out at noon, you should be there by dusk.
But what happened to you? Was your friendship with the Marshal at an end?
I stopped being his squire, didn't I?
I became bailiff for all their lands in Ireland. Very comfortably off. Land and power and responsibility, too. I was knighted. I got what I wanted. Oh, look. I've talked too long. Evening tales turn sour at dawn.
Where are you going?
To ride the circuit of my manor while it's quiet. Age doesn't need sleep. You clearly do. Use my bed. I doubt if I'll be back before noon. You can eat before you leave. There'll be some of that pie left in the larder. If the cook hasn't finished it off. All the dogs.
Tell
William Marshall the Younger I served his father's memory well. And for his father's sake, I told the truth.
Lord John, have you rested?
Thank you.
You're off course. The London track is over yonder.
I wanted to see you before I left. To thank you for your trouble.
There is no trouble. You wouldn't know about corn, would you? That's wheat there. My steward tells me how he hopes to sell the whole crop in London for a good profit if the rains hold up. That's the way of the world these days. Money grubbing.
You said the marshal was a fool.
Huh?
Yesterday, when we first met, you said he was an idiot.
Well, he was, in many ways.
You never explained how an idiot became the wealthiest nobleman in England and protector of the realm.
I don't know. You've heard my story. You ought to be able to gather the man was a simpleton. And don't tell me it's the triumph of virtue, although I know that's the way you'll make it sound. I've seen some very virtuous men suffocated in battlefield mud, and you won't write about them, will you? Yeah, Marshall had a charmed life. When he was a boy in King Stephen's wars, he was given to the king as a hostage by his loving father, Earl Patrick, who was on the other side. And the terms of the truce expired, and William, aged 9, was about to be hurled over a castle wall from a catapult. Legitimate rules of war. Now, any sensible kid would have tried to make a break for it or clung to the legs of the nearest priest. Oh, not so our William. When King Stephen turned up to supervise the execution, there was the lad examining the catapult and interviewing the engineers who were about to kill him. You know, how does this fit into that? How does that turn? It broke their hearts. They couldn't do it in the end. So he lived. He lived in a dream of chivalry. And no one ever woke him up. I tried often enough. God knows. Isabel, his wife, did after. Made no difference. The old bastard kept on smiling and sleepwalking along the ridge of the roof of the world. And he stayed up there. while the rest of us grubbed around in the yard below. Write a poem about him. The man was a sotting poem. There was one more time when the marshal and I were together.
Really?
It'll do no service to your poem. But I'll tell you the truth for the sake of the man who always told the truth when he could help it. It was a few years ago. The marshal summoned all his vassals to Chepstow Castle to celebrate the birth of his grandson. Ireland was quiet for a change, so I travelled. Big occasion. Feasting, mock tournaments, trials of strength. The ladies would choose a champion. All that flummery. I'd hardly seen him for years. But you couldn't mistake him. White-haired now, but tall and straight as a spear. He wasn't the big, raw, boned oaf I used to know. He moved in a swirl of expensive cloak.
John! John Darley!
Aye, Marshal. I've sent the accounts of the Limerick estates via my steward. You should receive them within a week.
Not the time, John, for business. I haven't seen you for years. Why haven't you travelled to Chepstow more often?
Too busy with your affairs.
Is the family well?
Aye.
Listen. Tomorrow, I've arranged a tournament. I want us to form a partnership. A two-man team. We'll take on the rest. It'll be like old times. You picking the gadflies off my back.
I've brought no mail.
Then I can find you some.
No. Better not.
Why not?
With respect, we're too old to fight. They'll all pull their punches like a bloody weaver's pageant. I'm surprised you give me a name to it. You mock your own youth by it,
John.
And what's this festival in aid of, anyway? You've got 3 grandchildren already. What's special about another one? You've called us all here, so you've got an excuse to avoid committing yourself over this Baron's Charter affair. You don't trust King John, but you can't afford to rebel against him, can you? Not with all this precious land of yours. So you sit in Chepstow pretending urgent family business. You've learned to be devious. I'll tell you something else. You're useless at it. It's the most pathetic ruse I've ever heard. Excuse me.
Aren't you well settled? You look well. You know, whatever I've done in my life, I've been able to say at least I fulfilled my obligation to old John.
Yes. What did it turn out to be? Years of administration, marriage alliances, tax collecting, bribing Irish chieftains and Norman thugs. I've been bored witless. And it's too late now to go back to what we were.
Don't you think I haven't felt the same way? But what could I do? You said yourself, we can't be 25 forever. But does it mean we can't drink together again like old friends?
Nah. But just don't ask me to wave a blunt sword around and pretend to be a kid again.
Sir John.
What is it?
The Earl William wishes you to join him in the Solar.
John! What's going on? Why is everybody getting armed? It's too early for the tournament, surely.
No tournament, John. A genuine war for us.
What?
I've just been slapped in the face in front of my entire household. Some Welsh chieftain called Morgan Aber Gwent has sent a message of defiance. You read Welsh?
Nope.
Neither do I, but it looks cheeky to me. He's got something in Latin underneath, too. My chaplain blushed and refused to translate it. So, if he's going to defy me, he'll get an answer sooner than he reckoned. We'll ride against him today. I've got the flower of chivalry here. He won't know what's hitting. And you and me, John, at the head of the force.
This isn't another scheme, is it?
Right, what a glorious morning for war. You've got half an hour to find some armor to fit you.
We couldn't launch a charge up these slopes, could we?
Always a pessimist, you. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The path of Roncesvalles. Roland and Oliver riding to destiny in the far Pyrenees.
Possibly.
Power on the king, our Emperor Charlemagne. This is how it should be sung, at the head of a force of warriors. Come on, join in. Child on the king, our Emperor Charlemagne.
Listen. What is it? Can't you hear anything?
Nothing. Goats up in the high woods, that's all. You're too nervous, man. Sing! Call on the king and Emperor Charlemagne. All 7 years long has been abroad in Spain.
Shut up, you fool!
What is it, John?
He's bastard crossed arrows! He's going to turn back!
Where's any arrows, John?
Only arrows! Hold up there! And now! If you don't order this way, I will!
We'll dismount and charge!
Who do we charge? Where? Uphill? In this? Turn, knight!
But arrows, Sir John,
they... You don't know, do you? Neither did he. The Welsh of Gwent have started using a special bow they cut from churchyard yews at midnight. It shoots a 3-foot arrow as long as your arm. See?
Yes, but...
And that arrow can penetrate an oak door, plus a hand's breadth beyond. It'll go through your mail coat as if it were linen. I tell you, when that weapon spreads, it'll be all over for us. You can own land in 10 shires, wear armor made from Toledo steel, and a starving peasant can turn you into crow's meat in the blink of an eye. We lost a lot of good men there.
I led the marshal down the valley by his horse's bridle, and the rest followed. I didn't want to look at him, but the devil seized me just as we got to Chepstow, and as we crossed the drawbridge, I glanced at his face. He lived in a dream for 60 years, and suddenly he'd been woken up.
What happened to the rebel, Morgan?
Oh, we hired mercenaries and they burned him out. Set fire to his crops, butchered his people, the usual thing. War isn't for gentlemen anymore. We pay taxes and hire scum to do our dirty work. That's how it is. The Pope's banned tournaments. We murder people instead of ransoming them. That's the modern world. I wish he could have died that morning before the arrows came down. Slipped off his horse and cracked his skull with a song still in his throat. Anyway, we never spoke of it again. I went back to Ireland, but I didn't see him till he was near death. He lay there, quiet and in pain. One of those unctuous pricks that turn up at deathbeds said he should try to make amends for any evil he'd done in his life. Evil. The man was holier than many of the priests I've met.
Prince Henry, the priests shave us too close. I've captured and ransomed 50 knights in my time, but it was in fair fight. It's too late to make amends now. I'll have to take my chances with God.
The tournaments. He was back there again on the circuit 60 years ago. He was a great holy fool.
And a great man, Sir John.
Aye. With a lousy voice. Just before he died, he tried to sing.
Roland is fierce, and Oliver is wise, and both of them I won't torment you anymore.
Nonsense. You sing like an angel.
Don't lie to a dying man, especially not to me. That's one more sin I need purging of. Inflicting my voice on people for 70 years.
I wish he hadn't said that.
If he'd known about his voice all along, perhaps he realized a lot of other things, too. Will you ride with me to the road?
I don't think so.
William the Younger will probably have my poem in the next few months. Perhaps I can visit you next year and recite it for you.
I'll be under the ground myself by then. No. Make it a good song. A great, long poem. Worthy of that great lungful. Ride well home.
In Holy Fool by Peter Roberts, John Derley was Michael Williams, and William the Marshal, William Chubb. King Henry was Garrard Green, Henry FitzHenry, Christopher Scott, and Richard the Lionheart, Martin Head. Richet the Poet was Francis Thompson, Isabel of Chepstow, Susan Jeffrey, and other parts were played by Tom Roberts, Simon Carter, Neil Foster, and Graham Padden. Holy Fool was directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.